Instead of eating Simon Cowell's autobiography, his dog accidentally read it and died of shame.
That's definitely true.
For clarity, Simon Cowell's dog cannot read.
Lord Kitchener had six spaniels called Aim, Fire, Shot, Bang, Miss and Damn. Winston Churchill had a basset hound called Blenheim. Alex Ferguson had a dog named Manchester. Its full kennel name was Manchester United 7, Arsenal 0.
Sally.
One of those is I'm going to go for Aim being one of the spaniels.
You're absolutely right. The full truth is that all of the Kitchener Spaniels is true. He had six Spaniels called Aim, Fire, Shot, Bang, Miss and Damn.
So fond of dogs was one Indian farmer from Tamil Nadu that he actually married a lady dog in a traditional Hindu ceremony in 2007. It's the only recorded instance of a wife ending up in the doghouse.
Henning.
I think you wouldn't get away with claiming that some Indian geezer married a dog if it wasn't true.
You just wouldn't get away with it.
You wouldn't get away with that these days.
What would happen? So the police would burst in and arrest...
They would close the whole station down. Well,
before political correctness went mad, it was wall-to-wall claiming that Indian men had married dogs.
Yeah,
and now you just can't do it.
Of a laugh and say something about a turban or something.
You try and pretend that a foreigner has married a hamster, you can't get away with it now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think he married that dog.
Well, I'm not agreeing with any inferences you're drawing from this, but it is true. Yes, in 2007, a Mr. Selva Kumar, a 33-year-old farm labourer from Tamil Nadu, married a dog in a traditional Hindu ceremony.
And they're all bonkers over there anyway. Yeah, well,
I think you're pushing the envelope about what we can still get away with.
In 2015, America's National Hero Dog Award was won by a cat.
Henning.
Dog of the Year in America, was that won by a cat?
You're absolutely right. Yes, in 2015, the National Hero Dog Award was given to Tara the Cat, after footage of her saving her four-year-old owner, Jeremy Triantafilo, from an attack by a vicious dog was released online and viewed over 24 million times.
The Shih Tzu was bred by a very disappointed visitor to Whipsnade. If you cross a Chihuahua with a St. Bernard without the permission of the Chihuahua owner, the owner can get quite tetchy. The Chihuahua may well have bad dreams, and you can bet they'll be a lot more frequent than the St. Bernards.
Sally.
Yeah, well, I think that although it's supposition on your part, it's good supposition that the owner of the Chihuahua would be quite cross if you mated your St. Bernard with...
Without their permission.
Without their permission.
That isn't one of Tony's truths.
No, but it ought to be.
Undeniably
it's
true.
Undeniable.
In many ways, I think a Chihuahua would be a prophylactic for another animal to encounter. I think the St. Bernard would wear the Chihuahua in order to not get another St. Bernard.
So you'd be saying to an owner of, say, a Great Dane and a Chihuahua, don't worry, the Great Dane won't be pregnant because the St. Bernard was wearing a Chihuahua.
I'm accepting that you're giving the point, but I think you're misjudging Chihuahua owners.
You think they'd be very relaxed?
Well, they're ugly little things. They're glad they're getting any at all, aren't they, really?
I think you're misjudging Chihuahua owners.
Yeah, you can never get to them because they're always hiding in a handbag.
There speaks the voice of experience.
Thank you, Tony. And... at the end of that round, Tony, you've managed to smuggle two truths past the rest of the panel, which are that a dog ate the first draft of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. The second truth is that a Chihuahua's bad dreams will be a lot more frequent than a St.